Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday. Y'all know Mom is always excited, horny. It is May 19, 2022, 5:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 6:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have members in East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Yes. And he is dropping a brand new single. Yes, he is. Now, listen. I have a special musical showcase and a musical salute to the artist, Rochelle Monet. Yes, indeed. Going to be getting down. Yes. Now, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba. GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com. GUBBARUM.com. Gumba Rum. We do have two rums. One is infused with vanilla and one is infused with coconut. Silver and gold. Now, y'all, check this out. Ooh, Lord. Steve Gum is the CEO of Gumba Rum. He will be in New Orleans, one of my favorite places. Ooh, Lord. New Orleans, Louisiana, and he will be at the New Orleans Food and Wine Expo. Yes, indeed. June the 7th through the 12th, he will be there. If you have not sampled Gumba Rum, you want to taste the smoothness, you know, because it is wicked smooth. If you want to taste the wicked smoothness of Gumba Rum, just be on down in New Orleans, Louisiana, during the first week of June. Now, listen, let me tell you, let me give you the details, honey. If you live in the area, if you live anywhere in New Orleans, Louisiana, if you're in one of the parishes, you can easily just drive right on down. Address is 900 Camp Street. That's 900 Camp Street. And listen, more specifically, the weekend of June the 10th and the 11th is the date you really want to shoot for. Friday night on June 10th and Saturday afternoon on June 11th, you'll be able to go by the Gumba Rum table and booze and take a smooth little sip of Gumba Rum. All right, now listen. I got some good music. Now, listen, this artist is really, really phenomenal. And she has a great testimony that I'm going to share with you a little bit later during the broadcast. The first song that's coming up is called Living Water. Now, listen, let mama tell y'all something. We all need the living water. Oh, Lord, yes, we do. Now, listen, if you don't know nothing about the living water, I want to take this moment to invite you to get to know Living Water. Now, those that don't know, when I say Living Water, I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, and the young lady, Rochelle Monet, is going to be singing about the Living Water. I want y'all to take a listen to the song, enjoy it, and take it in. Whatever you're thinking about on today, whatever is troubling you, listen. You may have something that's troubling you. Something may be on your mind, on your heart. And so the Living Water, the Lord Jesus Christ, can help you to calm, to be calm. Because what? You know what? He brings in peace. Yes, he does. When you take him and receive him, he can bring peace into your situation. Now, Living Water is featuring Claire Virginia. That's going to be the young lady that you've been going to hear. She's being featured. Her name again is Claire Virginia. And it's her goal to help you to learn about Living Water through song, inspirational music, and song. Take a listen. I also have a testimony for you a little bit later about this particular artist. I want you to take a listen to Living Water.
Thank you. living water make me whole.
Yes. Drank that in. That was really, really, really beautiful. That's Living Water by the artist Rochelle Monet. She has some really, 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 really great music. That's Living Water. Now, coming up next by this artist, Rochelle Monet, is A Kiss Angel. A Kiss. I want y'all to take a listen to this. This is A Kiss on Angel Wings. And also, she has a testimony. I'm going to share it with you guys a little bit later during this special musical salute and musical showcase. I'm going to share her testimony with you. I got a song that's coming up, and you're going to hear about her testimony, how God healed her. And you know what? Whatever you're going through, God can heal you too. Listen, God can, and he will do it for you. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Guess what? The song that's coming up is A Kiss on Angel's Wing. Now, this particular song, she wrote this. Her father has passed on, and this song is a dedication to her dad. So this is A Kiss on Angel Wings. Yes. Now, listen. Listen, before I play this song, I want y'all to gather around. I want y'all to gather around because, listen, if you have someone that's in your house, maybe a friend or a family member that's visiting with you, I want you to go and get them because, honey, it's going to be some prayer down in a few minutes. It's going to be some prayer time. Now, listen, prayer time is not the time for entertainment. Y'all know mama loves entertainment, but listen, prayer time is not the time for entertainment. So if you have someone in your household that may need healing, that may need, you know, just refreshing, that may need some peace or joy, whatever the case may be. Maybe someone in your home is worried about something. So listen, after the song, A Kiss on an Angel's Wings, it's going to be a little prayer for everyone, okay? So you just go and get somebody, whoever may need a prayer right now. Okay, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to play the song. It's called A Kiss on Angel Wings. Take a listen.
I woke up with you on my mind, reminiscing about the good times, wishing you weren't so far away, but I know
I would say
Yes. That was phenomenal. That was really, that's a really great dedication. That song was really, really a nice dedication. A Kiss on Angel's Wings. And, you know, you could just feel the love in the music. You can feel the love in the song. You can really feel the love. I'm telling you. And really, that song can really, if you purchase that song, if you have your dad or father or maybe a godfather, a spiritual dad that passed on, that can be your song as well. You certainly can. You can dedicate that song to loved ones. You really, really can. That is a beautiful song. A Kiss on Angel's Wings. Now, listen, coming up right now is God is Able. Now, listen, y'all, listen. We know God is able to do all things. We know God is able to heal. God is able to set free, right? He is able to help you get through whatever you are going through. Now, listen, the next song that is coming up from this great artist is God is Able. The artist, once again, is Rachelle Monet. And listen, I want to tell you, if you do go on Amazon.com, she does have her music is on Amazon. You can sample the music. Once again, go over to Amazon.com. You spell her first name R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E. Last name is M-O-N-E apostrophe T. You can take a listen to the music. You can also take a look at the books that she has. She has a book, a poetry. You can take a look at it on Amazon. And you can download songs and take a look in the book as well. All right, now, y'all, I hope y'all went and got anyone that's in the home that needs prayer. And we're going to pray for you right now. The song is God is Able. And I'm just going to do a really, really quick little prayer for you guys that need a little inspiration, a little uplifting. You might need an uplifting. Maybe something happened in your day. Maybe you felt a little sad about something that occurred. And God is able to help you get through it. So, Father God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Those that's listening in, Lord God, I just intercede on their behalf, Lord God. I just pray that you would touch them right now. Whatever they are going through, maybe they're feeling down. Maybe they're feeling sad. Maybe something happened on today, Lord God. I just pray that you would inspire them, Lord God. I pray that you would encourage them, Lord God. Maybe someone does not know the Lord Jesus Christ. I just pray that they would accept you into their heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just pray for healing. Maybe someone needs healing right now. And Father, I just pray that you would touch and heal even so right now. I understand, Lord God, that you are a God that can heal anywhere, in any state, and in any city. And Lord, I know that you're able to go out and dispatch those angels right now to touch and to heal in the name of Jesus. I know there is healing in the blood of Jesus. I pray right now, Lord, anybody that's out there that may have a problem with their eyesight, I just pray right now that you would touch their eyes, that they receive healing in the eyes that are having trouble with their eyes, Lord God. I just pray that you would do it right now, Lord God. Even problems in the pancreas, Lord God, Jesus. I just pray, Lord, that you would touch right now someone having trouble in their stomach, in their pancreas, Lord God, that you would just heal right now blood diseases, oh God, cancer, that it would dry up and be healed right now in the name of Jesus. I'm praying right now for breathing conditions, lung conditions, heart conditions, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you would do it right now, that you would heal, Father God. And Lord, even my friend, Lord God, I intercede on him right now, Lord God, that's going up for his bone marrow transplant. Glory to God. I just pray that you would do it and you would heal, Lord God. Take away any anxiety, fear, and stress going through that situation, going through that surgery, Lord God. I just pray that you would do it right now in the name of Jesus. Those that have hearing problems, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would heal right now. Lord, today, Jesus, someone just has problem with their ears, and it's not a problem. It's really that there's wax that's lodged in the ear. Oh, Lord, I just pray that you would just go in right now in the name of Jesus to easily solve that situation right now in the name of Jesus. I just pray right now for bladder conditions. Lord, I just pray that you would touch and heal right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for doing it. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and I thank God. Amen and amen. Now, listen, people that's listening. Listen. Lord, today, help on today, Lord God. Let me tell you something. Before I play this song, God is able. The way that God works, now listen, when you hear different conditions that's being prayed, now I may do it again sometime in the near future, pray. And listen, if you are listening in and you hear something that's related to what you're going through, that's for you. That's for you. See, God knows all about what's going on. Listen, God is everywhere. My God, God is everywhere. So listen, when a person is praying and the Holy Spirit gives them different conditions to pray, that's for you to receive your healing right at that point, understand? And so that is the Lord. That's the way God moves. It's not the person that's praying. It is God that's working. It's the Father God in heaven letting you know that he knows what you are going through, and healing is for you. And all you have to do is receive it. All you have to do is receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. When you hear it coming out, receive it, and you say, yes, Lord, thank you for the healing. And so now I'm going to play this song, God is able, God is able, God is able. And I want to say this before I play the song about the ear condition. When that came up in the Holy Spirit about the ear condition, someone has a problem with hearing. It's not that you have a problem with your hearing. It is that you need to get your ears cleaned out. I know that sounds funny, but it's serious. I'm serious. It's the Holy Spirit letting you know it's something that's large down in there. That wax needs to come out, that build up. And sometimes things get down in the ear and you don't realize it. You need to get in there and get it out, get it pulled out, get it pulled out, get it pulled out to resolve that issue. Okay, so this is God is able. Take a listen. Take a listen. Amazon.com, and you can download this music and make it part of your musical library. Yes, yes, yes. This is His anointing and doing a work for the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. So listen, once again, if you go over to Amazon.com, her name is spelled R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E. Last name is M-O-N-E apostrophe T, and she does have a book that's on Amazon. It's called Move Forward. Collection of poems. Woo! Y'all know something that. Now listen, y'all know Mama gives out life lessons. Now listen, the book, Move Forward. You know something? Let me tell you, this just popped up really quickly when I said the name of her book, Move Forward. A lot of times, and you know, we all are pretty much guilty of this at some time or of another. A lot of times God has resolved our situation and we're the ones that's still sitting there, you know, not moving forward. So listen, God wants you to move forward. This morning when I got up, I got up this morning, and I was like, what am I going to post today on Facebook? I always post something inspirational and motivational. So this morning, the post was, get in your blessing position. So that's what God is saying to y'all. Get in the position to be blessed. Move forward. Stop sitting in that thing. Stop sitting in that thing. Say, listen, what happens is God will answer our prayer. God will answer our prayer. You've been praying and praying and praying. God will answer our prayer. Sometimes, you know what? I don't know why we do this sometimes. We keep holding on. We keep holding on. We keep holding on. God has answered the prayer, and you're still sitting there thinking about it. You know, see, we got to get our minds out of the situation. We got to get our minds. We got to release our minds and be in peace and walk in peace and walk in the joy of the Lord. And you know what? I'm talking to myself, too, because I do it sometimes as well, be thinking about something, and God not already moved on, and he's not already fixed the situation, already healed it, and just still sitting there thinking and thinking. So we got to move forward. We got to move on. We got to get in the blessing position. God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you. Now listen. Let me say this too now, because now this ain't no blanket blessing. God ain't blessing no mess. Now, if you still somewhere standing on the corner drinking your bottle, and God trying to save you, that's your blessing, okay? That's your blessing position to lift your hands up to the Lord Jesus Christ and repeat the sinner's prayer. And it's real simple and easy. You just say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. I receive you, Lord Jesus Christ, into my heart, and I want you to be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me from my sins. It's just like that. You say that sinner's prayer, let the Lord into your heart, and honey, start anew, start fresh, and God will help you each and every day. Now, listen, when you say the sinner's prayer and you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, get with somebody that you know that's walking with the Lord, or get with a church, find you a Bible-believing church, and get in there. Turn on you some Christian TV, because listen, that seed is in you now, okay? So you got to plant it, water it every day, and you want to grow, you got to grow and grow and grow in the things of God. And so you do that by reading the Word of God, listening to the Word of God, by Christian television, Christian stations on the radio, get in a Bible-believing church, you know, and you find you somebody that you know that's walking that walk and talking that walk, the Word of God, and you tell them, say, yeah, I just received Jesus Christ. Now, you know somebody in your circle that know the Lord, and you tell them you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and maybe have them to pray with you again. You know, it's nothing wrong with that, and they will be able to disciple you into the things of God. Woo, glory to God. So listen, I am pretty much out of town. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. I thank this sister, Rachel, for coming across the Fierce Female Network. It has been a blessing. Now listen, we get to do it all over again on tomorrow. Listen, Fierce Nation, thank you, Fierce Nation. Fierce Nation is so powerful. When I say we, I'm talking about Fierce Nation. And I ain't by myself. I got a whole nation behind me. Yes, indeed. And they work hard, 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 hard.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.